to Definitely Something About Football with your hosts, Rob and the J-Hom.
Hello there, everybody.
All right, we got our halfway point of the season in. We're in week 10, finally. Halfway done.
We are here today joined by guests Derek Brown and Jeannie Hurley.
Whee!
And the Jessica. This is a pretty cool episode we got planned for you guys today. We're going to look over all of the divisions and where we're standing so far.
Yeah, we've got nine weeks of football season so far. We're at the halfway point. Halfway there. We're going to see which of these teams are living on a prayer.
Yeah, so some of these teams I think will... We'll drop off from where they're at now, and maybe some will make a playoff run. There's always like that one or two teams that make like six or seven games straight, and then they come out of nowhere. So we'll see if we can pick those out.
Yeah, spoiler alert for the show. I think we both have the Niners running the clock or running the game throughout the rest of the season and
yes.
Making it to the playoffs.
Oh, I thought you meant running it as in never winning. I have a couple of teams that are never winning another game for the rest of the year.
Ooh, let's get right into that. Let's start with the AFC East.
The AFC East, the sleeping Giants, the New York Jets, come out from the 0-16 from where we thought they would be at the beginning of this season, and now they're 4-5. Can they make the playoffs?
They have been playing great. Like, you know, everybody saw them in the offseason. They were getting rid of a bunch of key players. And it really worked out, actually. All those players they shipped off have done poorly.
Yeah,
on their
very,
new teams.
Very bad.
And the players that they kept have been lighting it up. Josh McCown, superstar up there.
Yeah, well, that puts them in that predicament of like where they were at with Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's like, oh, we had this quarterback who's doing really well. Maybe we don't need a quarterback, but I don't think they're going to make the same mistake.
Yeah, I don't think so. They're drafting a quarterback. And their schedule is about to get really hard. They've had a very easy season thus far. I mean, they played, like, the Falcons, one or two other, like, really tough teams. Well,
yeah,
thought would be tough
teams. Did you call the Falcons tough?
That's a good point.
We'll get to that later. But, yeah, I would say they've definitely been a team that has been above expectations. I mean, you were picking against them every week for the first, like, 8 weeks.
Oh, they destroyed me. They were destroying me. But, yeah, a lot of credit to the entire organization with what they put together in the first half.
Well, let's not credit them too fast. They still got to actually accomplish something. I'm sure
their
fan base don't want to see them going 6-10.
So. I mean, yeah, I think they'll be lucky to hit 6-10, actually.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, I mean, let's not, you know, they won some games in the early season. Good for them. But let's not go praise their organization quite yet.
Their fan base has to be thrilled with what they've done.
Yeah. I think they have good potential, so they're happy about that. But they're still going to need some time.
I agree.
So, the Dolphins, though, with Jay Cutler. There was a point in the season, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago, where like, man, are they going to bench Jay Cutler and put in Matt Moore? But maybe Jay Cutler is the answer.
I just feel like the talent's not there on this team, especially after the Jay Ajayi trade.
Isn't that the weirdest trade in the trading day?
I think they looked at it and they're like, look, guys, we're not making the playoffs. Even if we're 1-done. I think they looked at the team.
They were a 4-4 team. That was like, at the time they were 4-3.
They have Devontae Parker back too, though.
They do have
Devontae
Parker.
That's true. They do have Devontae Parker, but he's not a running back.
No.
Who do they have running the ball? I think you had him on your fantasy team. How did you?
Oh yeah, Kenyon Drake. He did pretty good for me, actually.
Yeah. So I mean, maybe they knew it all along. I don't know, but they gave away like their star running back, quotes unquote. But he hadn't had a rushing touchdown all year, so. Maybe that's why they got rid of him. I don't know, but I think
they looked at it and they were like, "Guys, we are the worst team in this division, and the Jets are in our division." they look at it, and the Bills and the Patriots are playing so well that they realize they don't have a chance of making the playoffs. So let's get something for Jai, who already had locker room problems.
That's my biggest issue. Is it's not like they were not; they were still above 500. They were 4-3 when they made the trade. Like, I don't know. It just seemed like a weird trade to me.
Yeah,
they still beat the Falcons.
They did, exactly. They were beating teams that, you know, they weren't supposed to beat. I mean, they definitely had rough showings against some teams, like the Saints and
Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens. I think they didn't do.
Well,
they
said the coach was 40-0. They said the coach was getting pissed off at everybody on the team. Like, if they don't perform, they don't even try to perform, they're going to be ejected or they're going to get rid of them pretty much. And the JHI was one of those people. They're like,
yeah, I think the JHI trade was like, part of that. Like,
you're expendable.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't meshing with the coaching staff. I don't think he liked the direction that he was going. So,
the Buffalo Bills. They look so solid on offense and defense. A loss to the Jets last week, which is kind
of
weird.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. But in fact, if they would have won, they'd be number one in the division.
They would have had the division on.
But Bills pulled the Bills, and they dropped down. do we think that they can actually do something in this division still? Or do we think they're done?
I think they still have all the talent they need to make it to the playoffs. I was watching the Bills play and against the Falcons, and wow! They just looked so good, like, on offense, which we didn't really expect to see at the beginning of the season, but, like, we knew they had LeSean McCoy, and we generally know that the Bills have a pretty good defense. But, man, Tyrod Taylor was just, like, nailing receivers,
but
and
also,
they were so tight.
We do have to be careful comparing the AFC East teams to the Falcons, because the Falcons did not look very good against the AFC East.
The Bills
overall have looked pretty good against other teams as well, and I think maybe the Jets game was a little... I mean, they were playing in New York, and the Jets had been playing pretty well, so give the Jets credit there, because they won the game. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Bills are active in the trades, too. Like, they went out and got Kelvin Benjamin, so I'm sure that's going to help in the future, so we'll see.
Yes, it will.
I think they have a good team. I think they're trying to win.
Yeah, I think they are.
At the beginning of the season, we thought they were throwing their...
Well, they did the same thing as the Jets. They started trading away all these good players.
Like Sammy Watkins?
Yeah.
Name one.
We had a touchdown this week.
Yeah. For the Rams?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it's season.
But, yeah, I think the Bills are making the playoffs this year. First time in, what is this, 18 years? 19 years?
That they'll be making the playoffs. Not quite that long, but yeah. I think
is
it's
it
been
too
like
early
eight,
to
yeah,
say
you're
that
right.
Though.
I think it's been like, I think yeah. they haven't made playoffs since like 99.
Not in this century.
Yeah, so, and then finally, back to the Patriots.
Oh, the poor Patriots.
The poor Patriots. The 6-2 leading the division Patriots.
Jerks.
They're two losses more than they thought they'd have at the beginning of the year.
Yes, it is.
These are the undefeated...
Definitely didn't see them coming at the hands of the Panthers or the Chiefs, either.
Yeah, that's true.
The Patriots' offense has been lights-out fantastic, I think, this year. They're overcoming all the woes of the team, which is the defense. Who is now catching up? The defense is now, over the past 3 weeks, they've been the third best defense in the league against allowing points.
Yeah, they really overcame their defensive struggles at the beginning of the year, and they're starting to turn it around, so.
And that's without Hightower either. Like,
and he's
Hightower.
Out for the year.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a team that looks very dangerous going forward, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we thought they were going to be insane at the beginning of the year, and We had hope for like 4 weeks there when they were giving up 33 points to a rookie quarterback, but it turns out Deshaun Watson was pretty good.
I think that was all because Belichick didn't give him days off.
No days off. man, it's I feel at this point the Patriots are back at being
the
big Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So, yeah, I think I definitely foresee the Patriots winning this division.
Oh, yeah.
I still can see this being a race, but I don't think it's going to be as close of a race as maybe I thought it would be at the beginning of the year. Or I hoped it would be at the beginning of the year.
But you didn't have much faith in the Jets or the Bills, so were you thinking the Dolphins were going to be the
ones? I thought the Dolphins would have a pretty good shot, but I thought it would be like the Dolphins-Bills, someone would emerge there.
Oh, the Bills did?
The Bills emerged, but I don't know if they'll be able to. I have less faith in the Bills than you do.
Yeah. All right, so, that being said, who's winning the division? Patriots?
I have the Patriots.
I've taken the Patriots.
Do we have any thoughts over here? Who's going to win the division?
I think it's Patriots. But the only danger there is if Tom Brady ever get injured, they have no backup.
That's true.
They do.
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, they picked him up.
I did not get that news.
Well, I mean, it's Brian Hoyer. He hasn't won a game.
Yeah.
It's been a couple. Has it been 2 years since he won a game? It's been a while.
Sure, yeah. He's not the best. He's no Jimmy Garoppolo.
Who did they get from Jimmy, trading Jimmy?
A second round pick.
Yeah.
Which is basically a first round pick.
That was another big trade in the trade deadline.
Yeah. We are going to talk about the trades later.
We're just talking about it as we go.
Derek, who you got winning the division?
Patriots.
We couldn't
Patriots
hear you.
Patriots. Bills will have a contention, but the Patriots will win out.
I think the Falcons will come out of nowhere.
That would be amazing.
That would be.
I don't think the Falcons can barely beat anyone in this division already.
And then all of a sudden,
the Falcons would be the worst team in this division right now. They'd be 1-3 in the division.
Well, they can't win their own division.
They'd be tied with the Jets.
Bold take. I like it. The AFC East trades the Dolphins to the NFC South and gets the Falcons.
It's gonna happen. You watch.
All right, let's move over to the AFC West now.
All righty.
Oh, Chiefs!
The Chiefs coming in hot at the beginning of the season, kind of coming back down to earth at this point. They played against some good teams, which is probably why they're losing. But
I mean, they beat some good teams. They beat the best teams in the league so far, I think. And the Patriots and the Eagles.
Well, the ones they've been losing, like the Cowboys, the Steelers.
Yeah.
Like, they've had some tough games. The Raiders one was kind of an anomaly.
Yeah. Well, the Raiders, like, that was like a must win for the Raiders, so.
And the Chiefs really had to work on giving that win to them.
Yep. Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 goal line plays that they gave up.
Chiefs, I think, nobody could say that they've been disappointing this year.
Blowing
it up.
Yeah, I feel like they were at this point in the season. I feel like they wouldn't be leading the division, in my personal thoughts. But I think they would be like a 500-ish team at about this point. But yeah, they've definitely done better than I had thought. So yeah.
I mean, they're we'll get to the predictions.
Alex Smith is the number 2 quarterback in fantasy.
Yeah. Nice. Who's number
1? Well, it was Deshaun Watson. Oh, was it?
Carson Wentz is 1 now.
Yeah, that's right. The MVP quarterback.
The Raiders, they are, they look like they have no identity right now. Are they a running team? Are they a defensive team? Are they a passing team?
I think the problem with the Raiders right now is Derek Carr. He's just been not good, to say the least.
That's his bumper sticker.
He's not the quarterback that they signed that big contract to over the offseason. Like, I don't know what happened to him, but...
He's not doing horrible, but his... Wide receivers, doesn't seem like Amari Cooper's doing a horrible job.
Yeah, he's dropped like a million passes so far this year.
He's had the most drops in the NFL than any other wide receiver.
And yeah, it's been a bunch of things like that. So I don't know, not someone you can depend on. So it's weird. I definitely thought they would have one of the best offenses in the league this year with Marshawn Lynch coming in, and their defense was like not bad. So that's why I'd pick them to do pretty well, but.
So last
it's not coming together.
Last podcast, we made a fire bet. You said that the Raiders would have a better record than the Chargers at the end of the year.
Oh.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm still feeling pretty good about
that. Oh, yeah. You want to double down?
No. not that good.
I mean, the Chargers are going to have to start winning all these games if they're going to win the division.
That's true.
Which we all know is going to happen.
Yeah.
The Broncos. The Broncos cannot win in Peyton Manning mode this year. That's my bold prediction. They're trying to win without a good offense. And they worked for them before, but their defense is not lighting it up like they used to.
No, they're not.
No turnovers. Like, they're just not getting fumble recoveries or interceptions.
Yeah. And unfortunately for the Broncos, my prediction came true with Brock Osweiler starting a game. And that's not going to go well for them.
What went to their defense?
That's the craziest thing, right?
51-23. That's crazy.
Yeah. Granted, it was against the Eagles.
But still.
Yeah, no, they have. They've just been giving up crazy.
Yeah, I think their biggest problem is just not getting turnovers. So
yeah,
that's a big deal when you're on defense.
They're the only win of the season for the Giants, right?
Yeah, they won against the Raiders.
The Giants?
The Giants only have one win,
and it was against the Broncos.
Wow, I thought the Giants had 2 wins by now.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean the Giants only win.
Yeah, crazy. The Chargers, I think we can all agree, best team in the league?
No.
But
they do have a very positive schedule going forward. Yeah. Like, I was, like, looking at the schedule, and I was, like, not trying to pick the Chargers. I was like, oh, yeah, they'll win this game, they'll lose this game. And, I have them going, like, pretty well in the second half, so I can see where your fire bet's going.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to win the division. The Chiefs have got that.
Oh, no.
And that was the fire bet. Oh, you mean the Raiders?
Oh, yeah. So maybe my outlook is not quite as confident, but I think there's a chance, but I think I picked the Chargers to actually do better. I think I have them both at 8-8.
You know what's bizarre is that the Chargers have allowed fewer points than the Broncos have this year.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Broncos have allowed 198 points, and the Chargers have only allowed 152. They both scored the same amount of points with 150. Didn't see that coming.
Wow. The Chargers have scored the same amount as the Broncos?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad for the Chargers, right? So, who's winning the division?
I think the Chiefs are going to pull away with it.
Like, yeah, it's got to be
the
Chiefs.
I don't think anyone's going to contest them too much in the future.
They're up by two games at the middle of the season. And the Raiders are the ones two games behind them, which is really strange to me, because I feel like the Broncos and Chargers are better teams.
I don't.
Maybe not the Broncos. The
Chargers. But I think the thing with the Chiefs is, like, I think their easier games are ahead of them.
Yeah.
So, and they have a bye week coming up. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders also have a bye week coming up, but I think their schedule is a little harder than the Chiefs. So.
Yeah. Derek, who's winning the AFC West?
Oh, well, yeah, the Chiefs, definitely.
Yeah.
I picked them initially to go all the way to Super Bowl, but I'm having second thoughts now.
Yeah? That loss to the Cowboys really shook you, huh?
Yeah. They didn't look very aggressive.
Jessica, who's winning the AFC West?
Of course the Chiefs.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing really well. And, yes, there are some hiccups happening right now, but I think they're going to get their shit together and do really well second half.
Jeannie, who's winning the AFC West?
I love an underdog story. I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Ooh, the underdog Broncos.
They're going to come back. Hey, the defense can step up. Who knows?
Love it, love it. All right.
Let's move on to the AFC North.
The AFC North, where the Ravens probably have the worst offense in the league, I think, right now. The entire league.
Maybe not statistically, but yeah, I think they're the least dependable.
Yeah,
there's no, like, any particular person be like, okay, this will carry the offense this week, you know?
Right. If you were in overtime, you would elect to kick off the ball and trust your defense. Right?
I think we've learned from the past that you don't ever do that, no matter how bad your offense is, but
you think
they're pretty
the
close.
You think they're worse than the Browns?
I think the Ravens' offense is worse than the Browns.
Damn, do you really?
you can definitely make a case.
The problem is that the Ravens' defense keeps getting the ball back. And so then the Ravens get to score more because they get so many more opportunities, whereas the Browns' defense isn't very good. But
So quick trivia. So you say the Ravens' offense is so bad. Do you know who's leading the division in points scored for their team?
I would, based on the structure of the question, I would assume the Ravens.
Yeah, do you know by how much?
I'm going to guess, again, based on the structure of the question, I'm going to guess by 30 points?
By 23 points over the Steelers.
Wow, that's surprising, right? You don't expect that from Big Ben. Yeah. Although Big Ben hasn't played as many games, or the Steelers haven't played as many games.
I think the big anomaly, though, is, like, didn't the Ravens score, like, 40 points on someone this year?
Although, a lot of those points came from the defense scoring.
That's true.
Yeah, their defense is decent.
But even so, that's pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
They only lost by 3 points.
The Cleveland Browns.
Man, you know, we thought that they would win some games this year.
I really did.
We predicted them to get to, like, 5.
I did. I really did.
I don't think they're finishing season 5-3.
I definitely don't think they're finishing the season
5-3. I don't think
they're
finishing season 1-7.
I don't think so either. Unless Genie was onto something. When the Steelers bench all their starters in the last week, in week 17.
I think the Steelers are so heartless that they would not let the Browns win that week. If that was like, if they were 0-15, the Steelers would make sure that they lost that last game.
Browns don't play the Giants, do they?
No, too bad. No.
They might go 0-16. Do we want to talk about what went wrong with them? Just everything, right?
I think their big issue is that they didn't draft Deshaun Watson, maybe, was a big problem.
seems like a big problem.
And they couldn't get their draft day together. I mean, San Francisco got Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick.
Right.
And Cleveland definitely needed a quarterback, so I don't know.
Well, didn't they get A.J. McCarron?
No, they didn't get him either.
What happened?
I think they... The rumor is they were celebrating instead of sending the email to the NFL. So...
That's horrible.
Oh.
That's so horrible.
Poor Brown. It's just the Browns for you.
The Steelers! Pittsburgh Steelers! Where the defense is starting to look better than their offense. Who would have expected this with Big Ben,
yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown?
I think we even hit on this earlier in one of our podcasts about how their defense was not looking very good and their offense was, like, supposed to be great this year, but, yeah.
Their defense is looking very good.
Yeah. We were saying that their offense was supposed to be way really good and their defense was kind of supposed to be slacking, but yeah.
But now their defense looks like one of the best in definitely in the league, right?
So, who do you think, is the Steelers better than Patriots right now? Or vice versa?
I don't think so. I think they're
Steelers' defense is better than Patriots.
I think given a game, which we're going to get in a couple weeks, the Patriots versus Steelers, I'd take the Patriots still.
Well, I guess that's probably going to be a game of the week coming up, because I'm pretty sure I'm picking the Steelers.
Ooh, really?
Ooh,
I mean, unless something crazy happens, Le'Veon Bell is still Le'Veon Bell, and you still have Antonio Brown, you still got Big Ben who can light him up in big games.
Yeah.
He's a big game quarterback. I mean, he might lose to the Bears in overtime or, you know, but I don't think that,
Make the Steelers play, though.
I don't think I'm too scared to pick the Pittsburgh against the Patriots.
Yeah. Let's see. Who's at home during that game?
I think the Steelers are at home.
Yeah, Steelers are at home. Week 15. It's going to be a good one.
Yep.
And last but thanks to the Brown, not least, the Cincinnati Bengals, where the offensive line is just destroying them. They have one of the worst run games in the league, despite having
Joe Mixon,
Jeremy Hill, and Giovanni
Bernard. Yeah, I don't. It's really weird because they've been solid for many years. Like, there's nothing that's like, oh, this happened, this is why they're bad now. It's like they kept their players. They got about the same offense. They got about the same defense. Like, I don't know what's going on with them. It just shows you how like small tweaks or just age can really affect your season.
It's almost like the Falcons this season. Like, almost the exact same team.
Yeah,
but they look completely
just
different
not
than
performing.
Last year.
So,
is it because the other teams got better?
That could be it too.
Could be, and they just stayed stagnant.
Are these small lucky breaks are just not going the Bengals' way, and you lose some games?
The Steelers are taking the division, I think.
Yeah, I have the Steelers too. Actually, I think this is going to be one of the weaker divisions going forward, and with the Steelers just kind of running away with it.
Yeah, I completely agree. The Ravens, Bengals, and Browns are all bad teams.
Yep. I think we can mark those up as pretty bad.
The Ravens are so lucky with their upcoming schedule, though, because they got to play a lot of easier schedules already, like easier teams, and now they get to play, like, Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. They get to play the Texans without Deshaun Watson. And, like, all these things just kind of fell their way.
And I still think they might lose those games. And they still have to play the Browns twice.
Yeah, right. They get that going. They've got that going for them. Despite that, I have them going 7-9 by the end, even though they have all these lucky games coming up.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the AFC South, our final AFC division. This is a spicy one, I think.
This used to be that division that everybody just shat on.
Yeah.
And suddenly, that team that used to be the dominant team, the Colts, are clearly the worst team in the division,
definitely,
right?
Yeah.
And Andrew Luck might come back next year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not coming back this year.
He's on the IR, he can't come back. Yeah.
Wait, do you think the Texans are worse now than the Colts now that they don't have
I don't.
Really?
I think the Colts have such
I think
bad
it's
defense.
Close. I think it's that close. The Texans have so many injuries now with J.J. Watt, with Deshaun Watson. I mean, they just lost to the Colts this weekend, so.
But I don't think they're the worst team, overall. Like, it was very close.
Yeah, it was a close game, but yeah. I definitely think it's, 50-50 now, but...
Yeah.
The Colts probably could win, I'd say, more than 50% of the games. If they played, eight more times, they'd probably win, five.
Yeah. The Houston Texans, who we were just talking about, they found their problem this year, and that was the quarterback. And they fixed it, and now it's gone.
Yeah. Their biggest problem is injuries, it seems like, every year.
Yeah, well, J.J. Watt consistently, right?
Yeah, two years in a row.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson looked like the answer quarterback, then he tears his a non-contact injury in practice, like the worst way to go.
This was the year that we were going to have Clowney and J.J. Watt on the field at the same time.
Yeah,
that's right.
Didn't last very long.
Yeah, luckily they still have Clowney on defense, but man, the rest of their defense is just getting destroyed by injuries. It's pretty sad.
The Tennessee Titans, they took a step back from last year.
Yeah, they're like that team that's like really good, but also really bad. Like, they have a 5-3 record, they're supposed to be really good, their team is all healthy. Like, when you think about it, it's like on paper, you're just like, oh yeah, they're going to win all these games, but then they're going to overtime against the Browns, and you're like, wait a second. Who is this?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, they've been winning a couple games lately, but they've been barely winning them. And these teams that they're beating are not very good teams. Like, they barely beat the Browns. They barely beat the Ravens. They're consistently struggling against bad teams.
But the good news is, NFL, a win is a win. It doesn't matter how you get it. And they're still tied for the division lead. All they got to do is beat Jacksonville, so.
Speaking of Jacksonville, they are making the Peyton Manning structure work that the Broncos used, where you don't need a great quarterback. You need somebody who can just get you there, right? Get you halfway.
That's right.
And then your defense, lighten it up. Jaguars are lit.
They're really hoping Leonard Fournette comes back, too, so they can get that run game going again.
Well, I was so mad this week.
He was available to play.
Oh, man, I know. In fantasy, I was so mad in fantasy. I had him on my team, and then like an hour before the game, they put him out.
You know what happened, right?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, Leonard Fournette was healthy. He was ready to play.
Oh, yeah.
He missed a team picture. And then
there's a couple of things he missed.
Late to a couple, like, meetings or practices.
So they're like, we're going to sit you this week because you haven't been showing up.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's what he gets.
Yeah, right? Well, ballsy move by Jacksonville, but they knew they didn't really need him.
But the big key for Jacksonville has been their defense. They've been building this defense for what seems like 3 years now. From free agency, they used all their number one picks on their defense. And then their number one picks are just, like, out usually. But this year, finally, all those pieces, getting on the field, staying healthy, and, you know, being lights out, really.
I would not be shocked if they're in the AFC Championship game this year.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of their schedule's pretty...
Oh, it's so light.
That may or may not be where I have them in my playoff predictions.
I don't actually have them getting there, but I wouldn't be shocked if they got there. Yeah. Like, it's very feasible.
Yeah, they look good.
So, who's winning the division?
I got the Jaguars.
I got the Jaguars by a long shot.
It's not my long shot, but I think I actually have two teams going to the playoffs.
I also have two teams going to the playoffs. I have the Jaguars and I have the Titans getting the wild card spot number 5.
Yeah.
But the Jaguars are getting it by 3 games.
I agree.
13-3 and the Titans at
10-6. So that means you have them going 8-0. That's pretty impressive, yeah.
Well, I mean, you look at who they're playing coming up. So, week 10, they're against the Chargers, which could go either way, but Jaguars at home, I like them. Then the Browns, the Cardinals.
With no Carson Palmer. Yeah,
the Colts. The Seahawks, week 14, that's the really tough one.
Yeah, that's definitely visible.
It's in Jacksonville, and I think they can apply enough pressure to Russell Wilson to really...
Yeah, their defense is so good.
Mm-hmm. Then we got the Texans, the 49ers, the Titans...
Yeah, that's like the 50-50 game that maybe if the Titans get their stuff together, but yeah.
And I could see, I could kind of see the Jaguars not needing that game if they do as well as I think they're going to.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they will, maybe they'll sit some defensive players. They'll just hope Bortles gets hurt. Yeah, Bortles has not been playing bad either, though, so far. Who's your other wildcard team?
Oh, so I have the Titans, and I have the Bills. I think I have slipped them in there, so...
Yeah, same. So we agree on...
I think really that last playoff spot is, like, the Bills, Chargers, and Raiders are all going to be kind of buying for that spot. But it's not, like, a good record. I'm having them, like, getting in at, like, 9-7, 8-8, so it's, like...
Yeah.
It's going to be really close for a lot of these teams.
Yeah, I completely agree about all of those. How about that NFC?
The NFC, the most interesting division in my opinion. I'm kind of biased towards the NFC because my team is in that division.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like
who?
The NFC.
The Giants. Who that?
Who that? Who that?
Is it the Giants?
The Saints, man. Who that?
How's the NFC East looking?
The NFC East. This is like a super interesting division because we had the Cowboys and Giants kind of fighting it out at the beginning of the year. Who's going to win? And man, the Giants just completely trashed so far.
I can't remember the last time a team that was really held in such high regards at the beginning of the season shit the bed so well as the Giants have this year.
I think I know another team.
Who's that?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh,
well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Well, I don't think they did as bad as the Giants, though.
I would disagree.
Really?
Yeah. The record's pretty similar.
They Bucks came out strong in the beginning, and then...
Yeah, but at least the Giants had the excuse of injuries.
Well, Jameis Winston has been injured for two or three games
maybe,
now, right?
Maybe, but still.
Well, the Buccaneers are supposed to have the strongest defense.
I don't know about strongest defense, but they were supposed to have a very good defense, and they have not. Needless to say, it has been not good. But yeah, let's stick to it. The Giants. So
they're looking awful. I think they're going to see what they got. They're going to play some players. Eli Manning will stay in the game, but they're definitely going nowhere.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at like top 10 pick easy.
Yeah.
Top 5.
Yeah, probably.
At this point.
I struggle to find another game that they would win this season. They had the 49ers, right?
Chiefs, Redskins, Raiders, Cowboys.
Oh, the Cardinals. They have the Cardinals, too. I could see that.
They don't have very many winnable games, so.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for my Giants versus Chargers bet, though.
Woohoo!
That one's definitely not looking well, which I think is what...
The Redskins... They look so inconsistent week to week.
Yeah, they look like the great dominant team where they like destroy the Raiders or they like win a close game for the Seahawks, and then they just look like that team that's like, what? Who are these people?
Well, okay, so Jordan Reed consistently hurt, but that's kind of the story of his entire career, right? They lose DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon at the beginning of the year, or free agency. So you're kind of wondering who's Kirk Cousins going to throw to. This was the biggest test for Kirk Cousins' career, really, is how is he going to overcome the loss of all his weapons?
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it, though. Kirk Cousins is that one-man shop for their team so far.
Yeah, I think that shows why the 49ers wanted Kirk Cousins so bad.
Yeah. Well, I should say, like, one-man stop for their offense.
Right.
Because their defense has been playing really well.
Yeah, their defense is pretty solid.
The Cowboys, they are, I think they're better than their record shows right now. Right now they're 5-3.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think they've had some tough losses. I think the biggest problem with the Cowboys right now is that Ezekiel Elliott suspension. Like, is he going to get suspended? Is he not going to get suspended? It's like, it goes back and forth.
But when he plays, he still does his job.
He does amazing.
Well, except for when they play Denver.
Yeah. Wow. He doesn't play during Denver.
Yeah, he didn't play that game. But, I think if he stays in, I think they're going to be, like, fighting for the Eagles for that division lead, probably. But if his suspension goes through, man, I don't know how many games they're going to win without Ezekiel Elliott.
I bet Jordan McFadden.
Yeah, I don't have that. There's a reason why these running backs aren't getting as much playtime as Ezekiel Elliott, I'll tell you that.
The Philadelphia Eagles, they're all right.
Man. No one was talking about this team at the beginning of the year. You didn't think they were going to be, like, the worst team, but you didn't think they were going to be, like, even playoff or, like, yeah, maybe, like, a 9-7, 8-8 team, but, man.
They are at 8-1.
They could lose the rest of their games, and they'd be at 8-8.
They have scored more points than anybody in their conference. 283 points.
I think they've scored more points than anyone in the league.
Have they already? Wow. You would be correct.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is playing at MVP level. Like, who would have
really
said
is.
That? Like,
yeah, I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, that's incredible. Like,
only second to the Chiefs by 30 points.
Yeah. I've got the Eagles winning this division.
Yeah, I think the Eagles run away with it, assuming Ezekiel Elliott gets actually suspended. If Ezekiel Elliott doesn't get suspended, this will be an interesting race coming in. The Cowboys are only two games back, and we've seen some races swing, but come time when Ezekiel Elliott gets suspended, you're looking at the Cowboys probably going 2-4 in a stretch of 6 games.
Even if the Cowboys, even if Zeke doesn't get suspended, I have the Eagles winning the division. And I can't find a game that they're going to lose the rest of the season. So they're on a bye this week. They've got the Cowboys, and
yeah, that's definitely a game the Cowboys could win.
They could win, but if Zeke, even if Zeke plays, I like the Eagles in this one. And then Bears, Seahawks, another tough one. Rams, another tough one. But I think the Eagles are playing better than both of those teams right now.
Oh yeah, they're definitely. Well, that's the thing though. That's what the NFL, like, the better team doesn't always win.
Yeah.
So like when you have these like two good teams playing each other, like it could go either way, like at any given Sunday, right? So
yeah.
I just think like those type games what gives, you know, the edge to for a race to happen. But yeah, if the Cowboys don't get Zeke Elliott, then if the Cowboys just start dropping some games, mm-hmm, like obviously the Cowboys are gonna have to win a lot of games to stay with them. But
yeah, I got the Eagles winning it, and I've got the Cowboys sneaking in there at the number 6 seed.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I think I have. I assume that the Ezekiel Elliott would get suspended, so I think I kind of have, like, the Redskins, Cowboys kind of sitting around, like, 9-7-ish.
Yeah.
But I think I have the Eagles getting in as the division winner. I don't know if I have a wild card with me. I have to remember.
How about that NFC West? The Cardinals. They love injuries.
Man, they get injured constantly in Arizona, it seems like.
They're, that's the home. They started off the season right with the David Johnson injury, just to, like, set the tone.
Yep.
Set the tone for the entire
my first pick.
Sorry. That was your pick?
David Johnson? That was my first pick on fantasy.
Yeah.
Ah!
That was yours, too.
Mine, too!
Yeah.
And Rob?
I have a bunch of Johnsons in here that got broken.
Yeah. Broken Johnsons all around.
Broken Johnson.
And but, now he's not coming back, they say. So but,
yeah, might as well. Keep him out.
Yeah, make sure he's healthy. They got AP now, who's the star of their team.
Yeah. He's been doing well.
So. Superstar Adrian Peterson on the Cardinals.
He's actually been doing well.
Yes. But yeah, but they're still sitting at 4-4, even with all the injuries. Like, they're not, like, out of it yet, but it's so hard for them going forward. Like,
Drew Stanton is not going to lead this team to another 4 victories.
And you really feel for Larry Fitzgerald here. Like,
oh, poor Larry.
God, man.
Poor Larry.
Is he retiring soon? Isn't he going to retire?
I would imagine.
Did he announce that this was his last season?
I'm not sure.
Something about that.
I have them winning one more game.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might have them winning one or two, but
They're going to do better than.
I tell you who I don't have winning any more games.
Me too.
The 49ers.
The 49ers can. I looked at their schedule. It's just not happening, especially with the backup quarterback they got in there, CJ. What's his name? Berthard.
Yeah, something like that.
He. Oh man, this poor team. No Pierre Garçon.
Do you think they're going to play Jimmy Garoppolo? I think they'll play him.
I don't see
why they shouldn't either. But
so the coach came out and said, no promise that we play Jimmy Garoppolo this year, which is strange because he's on the last year of his rookie contract.
Yeah, why would you trade for him and not use him?
So the rumor now is that they're going to try to trade him in the offseason. They're going to franchise tag him and then trade him, which is bizarre. It's just so bizarre. We don't need to spend any more time with the 49ers. The Rams. The Rams defense and Jared Goff and Todd Gurley and just every part of the Rams is looking amazing right now. Who would have seen this coming? Like the way they played last year?
Man, the Rams are definitely the highlight of the football year so far.
Yeah.
As far as teams like go that you kind of were like, I hope they kind of do well at some point. Man, I can't wait to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to make it there, right? Like,
they look so good in every aspect of the game. Jared Goff, another one of those quarterbacks that are just playing ridiculous.
The Cardinals and the 49ers are not going to give them any trouble, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
All they have to do is fight against the Seahawks.
Yeah, there was like a small stretch of the game, like a few weeks ago, you're like, maybe the Rams are going back to their old ways, but then they pull it out, they get some wins in, and they're back at 6-2, so...
Yeah. Speaking of their Seahawks brothers over there, Seahawks, they're fixing problems that they had. They're starting to look a lot better.
Yeah, they traded for an offensive lineman from Houston.
Thank God.
Houston doesn't need anymore.
Yeah. I think both teams, Seahawks and Rams, are going to look very good going forward, but yep. The Rams have the edge on them right now.
I think they keep the edge.
I think they do, too.
So I got the Rams.
Rams are taking it, and I have the Seahawks.
I have the Seahawks.
To make the playoffs.
What? I have the Seahawks making the playoffs, though.
I feel like they can't do it. They've got some... They've got a tougher schedule coming up than the Rams do. You don't think so? So they got the Cowboys, the Jaguars, the Eagles.
Seahawks?
Yeah.
Cardinals, Falcons, 49ers, Eagles.
Yeah. And then they got the Rams, of course. That Week 14 Jaguar-Rams game, that'll be the real big test for the... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Week 15. Seahawks-Rams, that'll decide this division, probably. Okay. The NFC North.
Wow, this division got really shaken up with the Aaron Rodgers injury.
Yeah, boo, like, pack, boo.
Man, that is a huge, huge loss for Green Bay. I don't think, like, there is a chance that he comes back, but I think they'll be too far gone by the time he makes it back.
I agree. Like, that'd be week 16 or 17.
Yeah, I think the earliest projection is, like, week 15, but that's going to be rough. But if they can sneak in a few games, like tonight against Detroit, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. The Lions, I think they're better than their record.
I think they're a lot better than their record.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at that Falcons game, should have been an easy win.
Yeah. Stafford's playing great, I think. He's going to score a ton tonight. We'll get to that later. But
the defense started out really strong.
Yeah. The Vikings defense, they look amazing. Their offense is so crazy right now. The Vikings offense lost their starting quarterback, hasn't had their star wide receiver in several weeks, lost their star running back.
Yeah. I don't know how they're winning games.
Yeah, I don't know, but they are doing it with Case Keenum and
I think this is a team that it's going to just, like, start losing some games. I mean, I know they've won six already, but I don't know. It's just, on paper, they just don't seem like they should be winning these games. So.
But now they're getting healthier now. Because Stephon Diggs is coming back. They got Teddy Bridgewater coming back.
I'm just not confident in this team. I don't know. I've always been down on the Vikings. I didn't like the Vikings at the beginning of the year either.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to prove myself right. Maybe a little bias coming out, but, yeah, I don't have them doing great.
Do you think Bridgewater will come back and be quarterback, or do you think they're going to keep Stafford?
I don't know. If Stafford's healthy, I think Stafford plays. But different teams. Stafford and Bridgewater are on the
Bridgewater's
Vikings.
On the Vikings. Stafford's on the Lions.
I was thinking Bradford.
Bradford, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, Bradford.
That's what I meant.
I think they go with Bridgewater, actually, if he wants him back and healthy. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, so they're in hot contention for this division. Bradford's done after this season. Like, he's on the last year of his contract with them. They know that Bradford is not their future because he's too vulnerable. I think they
Man,
go back to
Bridgewater. He's doing good at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I don't know if you rush.
But he gets hurt so fast.
I don't think you rush Bridgewater back in so fast. We'll see. I think you probably want an offseason for Bridgewater.
You want it, but if you're going into the playoffs...
Yeah,
I think you want to give him at least one game.
Maybe.
To get him ready, you know.
Man, I don't know.
He hasn't played all year.
That's my point. Like, you want to get him back out there and trying. I do a fire bet that Teddy Bridgewater plays this year.
All right, I'll bite.
Yeah, all right.
Fire bet.
Fire bet.
And finally, the Bears. I've beaten some teams that we didn't think they'd beat.
Yeah, that's they look terrible shocker. At the beginning of the season, but they're better.
Yeah, they gave the Falcons a run for the money at the beginning of the year. They beat the Steelers in overtime.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to say about the Bears.
They're 3-5 right now, and I think they'll go 3-5 for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so something like that.
Who's winning this division?
I have the Lions winning the division, believe it or not.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I have the Lions. They're coming back. I think they have a strong second half, like a really strong second half.
Yeah. Hopefully starting tonight.
Yep, I think starting tonight they'll win. That's what we have. That's what I think.
I got the Vikings winning the division, and the Lions coming in with the fifth seed. Wild card. And the last division, the NFC South. Woo. This is a spicy one.
Yeah, it is.
The Buccaneers fell apart.
Majorly.
They look so good in the off season, and then, I think the general thought around the league is that they're just giving up at this point. Like, Jameis Winston is going to be out for a couple weeks. Mike Evans is suspended for a game.
Yeah, they're definitely a garbage fire right now.
Mm-hmm. I can't see them overcoming the Saints or the Panthers. They're donezo.
But, along with that, though, the Falcons, another team that had so much hype this year.
Just started making bad decisions in the middle of games.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them.
They started with the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, that's when it started. And it kept going in the Miami game.
Yeah, and the Bills game. Any AFC. Yeah. Any AFC East team they played, they just continued to make bad decisions.
So they're definitely on panic mode right now.
Yeah, they have to be with the Saints and the Panthers running away with the division. Speaking of which, the Panthers, they're back on track. They're going to their defense and their run game. Cam Newton's making things happen.
I really thought that after they lost to the Bears that they would probably have like a downswing where they just start losing a few games and and Cam Newton would be off his game, but man, they're resilient.
Yeah.
They come through when they need to. Mm-hmm. Like, especially that Falcons game, that was a huge win for them.
Yeah. And then finally, the New Orleans Saints.
The Saints, man, this team is doing everything I expected them to do.
Would you have bet money on that in Vegas?
Yeah, I would have.
Wait, did you?
Yeah, I did. I think that they're doing great. I think after those first 2 weeks, though, you definitely just, like, it was a nightmare of, oh, this is the same team as last year. Like, worst defense in the league, or we hadn't had any turnovers yet, but, like, our offense wasn't clicking as well as we thought they would be. We were just getting garbage touchdowns, which is making our offense look good, but they were very bad those first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were just, it was in for another, like, long season, but, man, they pulled it out. That Miami and that Panthers game and week 3 and 4 were like huge for our team before for the bye.
Yeah.
Where we just like shut out Miami and then we beat the Panthers in Carolina.
In the offseason, they picked up Adrian Peterson and everyone was like, why?
Right? Yeah, he didn't fit our offense at all. It was really clunky. Like we would be doing our offense stuff where we, do all these crazy pass plays or, screens or, these cool runs, just fake people out. And then it's like we get in base formation and get I form and, like, run Adrian Peterson. It's like we get 2 yards. It's like, all right, let's go back to another thing. It's like, what are we doing?
So they don't have Adrian Peterson anymore, but they're going to the run a lot more.
Yeah, we are.
Kamara and Ingram?
Mark Ingram and Kamara are really showing why they need to get rid of Peterson. They are the backs. This is the type of offensive running game we really wanted. So
you know who the number 3 running back in the league is for yards right now?
I'm going to guess Kamara. That is correct.
Really? That is correct, yeah. You know who the number 1 running back in fantasy is?
Is it Todd Gurley?
Actually, I don't know. I thought I was kind of trying to lead you somewhere. But it's got to be a Zeke, right?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, well, you know who number 2 is? Mark Ingram.
Is he?
Yeah, in yards, not in...
Oh, okay. Wow, really? In yards? Yeah.
So Saints have the second and third highest running backs in yards.
Yeah, we're not talking about fantasy points.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
Yeah, so, well, if Ingram didn't fumble the ball twice in that one game, that would be way better, but...
So, all that being said, who's winning the division?
I think New Orleans pulls it out. I think we can keep going, so...
Their upcoming schedule is pretty rough, though. Because the last 3 games, you had Packers
you gotta beat good
without
teams
Aaron,
to win.
Bears, and Bucks. Now you got Bills, Redskins, and Rams next.
Yeah, well, we got the Redskins at home. The Bills just lost the Jets, so we'll see. I think that's like a 50-50 game. Future reference, I have us losing to the Rams. So,
yeah.
But I think those later games in the season against the Bucks twice. Well, we still have the Bucks one more time. We had the Falcons twice. We had the Panthers one more time. And then we have the Jets. So those are games that we can win. So I think we get to 12-4 or something like that. I think it's good enough to win the division.
I also had them at 12-4 and I had them winning the division.
Do you have anyone else in this division making the playoffs?
I don't.
Oh, I really? Do, actually.
Oh, you do?
I have the Panthers making the division, which is a surprise because the Falcons just went to the Super Bowl, so I don't have them making the playoffs, though.
I think Cam's going to get injured by the time it gets to playoffs, and he's not going to be.
Well, we'll see, but...
They're using him way too much as a running tool. And
that is a good point. If Cam Newton gets hurt, that's going to be
that would destroy him.
Yeah.
So, we're running a little long. So let's do super quick playoff predictions.
What yep. So I got the Eagles the 1 seed, Saints 2, Rams 3, Lions 4, and then I have the Panthers and the Seahawks.
Yeah, but how are they going? How are they doing in the overall playoffs?
Overall, I got the Eagles playing the Saints in the championship game, and then I got the Saints winning.
Ooh, who dat?
Who dat?
What do you think, Derek? What's happening at the end of the? What kind of Super Bowl are we looking at?
Who's going to Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh! I got the I have the Jaguars versus the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Jaguars.
What? Do you really?
Yeah.
Damn. Man, I think it's going to be the Patriots. As much as it hurts me to say it, and the Eagles.
Oh, I also have the Patriots versus the Eagles. Actually.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. I have the AFC Championship game: the Patriots versus the Jaguars.
So I have the I think I have a similar AFC as you, where the Patriots and the Chiefs play in that second round, and I have the Chiefs winning that one, then I have the Chiefs losing to the Jaguars.
Wow. Yeah. Go Jags.
Yeah, man. Jags are gonna get there. Initially I was like, it was gonna be like Chiefs Saints or Pittsburgh Saints, and I was like, these are such close games. I really feel like Jacksonville can pull it out. I was like, man, I would love to see Jacksonville and the Saints in the Super Bowl. Man, that would be so much fun.
That would be
to watch.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Best defense, best offense?
Yeah. I don't think the Jacksonville's has the best offense.
That's true. The two best defenses in the league when you play each other.
Okay, so super quick, we're going to run through this week's upcoming games. This Thursday we have Seattle visiting the Carson Palmer-less Cardinals.
Yeah, this seems like a Seattle win, but the way they've played great lately, you never know.
I'm still thinking
Arizona
Seattle.
And Adrian Peterson, so yeah, I think Seattle.
Totally Seattle.
Then we got some crazy bad game. I guess the Jets are doing good. But
there's worse, actually. We have the Jets versus the Buccaneers, but there's an even worse game than this coming
up. That's true. So I think with Bucs, without Winston, without Mike Evans, like, ugh.
I'm still confident in the Jets. I think Jets will pull that out.
Yeah, I think the Jets pull that one out.
I love the Jets in this one. We got the New Orleans Saints versus the Buffalo Bills. This is our game of the week.
Oh, and this one, obviously, I'm picking New Orleans on the road. I think we're going to show that this is going to be the game where it's like New Orleans is for real, and we're going to get top five in power rankings, and we're going to get the respect we deserve.
I think, New Orleans is going to be, like, just destroying the Bills the entire time until a late interception by the Bills from Drew Brees. They run it all the way back, and they win the game.
All right, well, if we're winning the game in the fourth quarter, we're going to run the ball and Mark Ingram with Kamara.
No. Kamara is on the run, gets tackled, fumbled. Drew Brees picks it up.
And throws it.
Throws it directly to Rex Ryan, who's for some reason on the field.
Now that I would make a fire bit for.
He runs it all the way back.
All right.
His brother in the end zone waving him in.
So you got Buffalo, all right.
I'm taking Buffalo. The Cleveland Browns versus Detroit.
Well, this seems like an easy pick. I'm picking the Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions, definitely. Yeah. If y'all have any thoughts, hop on it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree.
The Cincinnati Bengals versus the Tennessee Titans.
Now, this is an interesting game. This is one of those, like, coin-flippy games where it's like, yeah, the Titans have the better team on paper, but, like, Cincinnati's, like, been in games, they could win, but I got the Titans in this one just because they're at home.
Their defense could step in, the Bengals, and cause some trouble, but, I think the Tennessee Titans take it to the Bengals.
Then we got Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is not playing, and then we have them in Chicago. Is this a game where Chicago finally gets to beat Green Bay?
Ooh, man.
Mm. I don't think so.
It's a game of defenses.
But this would be a fun game for Green Bay, or for Chicago fans. I'm sure Green Bay fans will not like this game as much.
I'll take Chicago in this one, actually. Yeah. I see Chicago pulling it out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Chicago, too, actually.
the division-winning L.A. Chargers versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The amazing defense of Jacksonville pulls through here.
Totally.
So, they gotta win games to win the division.
Yeah, no, the Jacksonville, yeah.
Yeah,
gotta win. The Vikings versus the Redskins. This is another one of our
Games of the Week.
And these just are two really solid teams coming in, and like I said earlier, I have no faith in Minnesota. So I'm picking Washington. I think Kirk Cousins at home, he's just good. And their defense is solid. This is just one of those games that I just don't like Minnesota in.
I think, yeah, Kirk Cousins is looking great. But Vikings coming off that bye, give me the Case Keenum glory show.
Yeah, I think Washington's going to do to the Vikings what they did to Oakland.
Yeah, just shut them out, just like destroy them.
Destroyly crush their dreams.
I would say that. Well, you say Washington wins, right?
Yep.
I'll do a fire bet on this one.
Would you going to do extra, like a.
Yeah, I'll just
okay,
do a straight
sure,
fire
let's
bet.
Let's do it.
Because I think Minnesota's going to definitely. I think they're just going to destroy Washington, actually.
Okay, all right. I'll fire bet that.
The Pittsburgh Steelers versus maybe their toughest game of the year, the Indianapolis Colts.
I think the Chicago Bears is their toughest game of the year.
It probably was. Yeah. Give me the Steelers.
All day.
Yeah. Houston Texans versus the LA Rams.
I mean, the Rams have been so good all year. Houston's getting depleted. You saw what they did last week.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, they gave the Colts is kind of a game.
Yeah.
But they had, but it's the Colts. So.
Yeah.
The Rams are way better than the Colts, so I think the Rams dominate here.
I could definitely see the Rams winning this game, but this is my upset of the week. Give me the Texans doing something crazy in L.A.
Tom Savage going off, huh?
Tom Savage.
They have two quality wide receivers, so they got DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller. They got to get their fantasy points, so.
Or do they pick up Colin Kaepernick this week and plug him in.
Ooh, no.
The Toilet Bowl. The New York Giants versus the 49ers.
I could definitely see San Francisco getting their first win here.
Ooh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
I mean, I'd pick the Giants, but I could see them getting their first win. I think that.
Wait, which one? Pick a side.
I mean, these aren't official picks.
But. Yeah, I'm thinking the Giants. Like,
yeah, the Giants probably win.
They
this.
Still have enough talent.
I mean, Evan Ingram's going to go for like 4 touchdowns in this game, so.
If Brian Hoyer and Pierre Garçon were still playing, or Jimmy Garoppolo was playing, I'd take San Francisco, but just given the quarterback situation in San Francisco,
yeah,
I'm taking the Giants.
Not great.
Dallas Cowboys versus the Hotlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think if Ezekiel Elliott plays in this game, this is going to be a super close game, but I think either way, I think the Falcons are going to take this. At home, they need a win in the worst kind of way right now, just to get some confidence back.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a fun game to watch.
I agree. I'm taking the Falcons as well.
I really hope that the Falcons will win this game, but the way that the Dallas Cowboys playing the Chiefs this week, I think that Dallas is going to win, even though I really, really want the Falcons to win.
I think that the Cowboys really studied the Chiefs and kind of found a way to just keep suppressing them. But the Falcons are very inconsistent, so they've got that going for them. Hard to study them.
That's true.
Well, but they'll know that they gave up a second half.
Yeah, the Falcons got to make all their points early.
On the first half, yeah.
All right, so, and finally, the Sunday night football game. The
New England
Patriots.
Woo-hoo!
Versus the Denver Broncos.
Usually, this is, like, a very competitive game, but the way that the Broncos have just been falling apart over the past couple weeks, Brock Osweiler is back at quarterback.
Right, well, you say used to be. I think this is going to be a competitive game, and this is my upset of the week. I think Denver pulls it out.
Yeah, all right.
That's what she said.
And we're not... Well, all right.
You know, I applaud your choice, because I need to catch up in the Eliminator picks, so...
Or in our upset picks.
Thanks. Yeah, upset picks. Yeah, thanks for taking a loss there.
Well, you know, I think the defense is going to come alive. This is a game that you always get hyped up for when you play a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah.
So I think they'll just pull it together. We'll see what happens.
Well, especially these two teams. They've got the
history.
Yeah,
they have
the
history, so.
And then, next Monday night, we have the Dolphins versus the Panthers.
Which is kind of a I don't want to say like a mediocre Monday Night Football game, but not one you want to watch. This is definitely going to be one of those
nobody
on the rating scales.
Yeah, nobody wants to see this.
But
Panthers just destroy the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
What, you think so? I think it'll be kind of close.
What?
I think it'll be close.
How close?
It'll be within like a touchdown, I think.
No.
Yeah, I could see it being within a touchdown. I don't think Carolina's going to run away ever in any of their games, but I think it's going to be one of those games where, like, Carolina's, like, dominating, and then maybe, like, and when I say dominating, I don't mean, like, they're going to, like, score, like, 20 points. I mean, like, they're going to be controlling the game. Like, it's never going to feel like they were going to lose.
Miami's defense hasn't been doing that bad.
That's true.
I would do a fire bet that the Panthers win by more than a touchdown.
Maybe this is the game that Cam Newton gets knocked out of.
I just think that the AFC North, East, has been the kryptonite of NFC South. So
that is true,
right? The Falcons lost the Dolphins, so I mean, granted, you know, Carolina is a much better team, but yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, Falcons lost to three of the AFC East teams. Saints are about to lose to the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, this could happen. But I say, any takers on the fire bet? More than a touchdown?
I won't take that bet, though.
Am I allowed to?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll do it. Sure.
Alright. Fire bet!
Fire bet!
Alright.
Alright.
And we are about to sign off here so we can go watch the Detroit Lions spank the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. Easy mode. I want to see my defense get about 20 points.
This podcast will air after the game, but tell me something cool that happened in that game.
Let's see. Darius Slay, my boy from Mississippi State, is going to run about 2 interceptions back for touchdowns.
Yeah.
And Matthew Stafford is not going to score 50 points against me, which is what Rob needs.
I've got a major what a shootout that was last night when Stafford scored 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, 3 of them rushing.
From 80 yards back. Why was Matthew Stafford out there catching punts? Who knows?
They didn't think that he would do anything, so they didn't even try to tackle him. They were worried about the flag. They didn't want to get suspended.
But who would have thought that in a major shootout where Matthew Stafford scores 7 touchdowns, that Green Bay scores 8 without Aaron Rodgers?
And my defense gets negative 20 points.
Wow.
What a game.
Yeah, what an imaginary game that would be.
All right, so we will be back next week. I think we're trying a new day next week, right?
Yeah, we're going to try trying to offset the schedule a little bit. So we didn't like doing the Monday night before, so we're trying to move the week. So that might be why you noticed we didn't pick this week's Monday night game live. Yeah. We did pick it behind the scenes, which you can see.
Yes.
So.
So, I guess until next time, this is Rob.
I'm the J-Hump.
Derek.
Jeannie. Jessica.
And we will see you next time on Definitely Something About Football.